Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and we're here in rainy, soggy, and cold Phoenix, Arizona. It's not supposed to be like this, Ian. It's supposed to be nice and sunny. We're in the frickin' desert.
Yeah, it's like, what is this, Seattle?
Yeah, it really is more Seattle weather. My special guest is none other than Ian Littman, one of the organizers for Longhorn PHP. Say hi to everybody, Ian.
Hi there, and thanks for having me, Cal.
Glad to have you. Now, we're here just to talk about Longhorn. You have you've announced, you've already had your CFP. You've put out your schedule now, haven't you?
Yeah. As of middle of last month, we've had our schedule out. We have an awesome slate of speakers again. Mm-hmm. Realistically, it's everybody wants to go to Austin for some reason. And as a result, we got more CFP entries than we did last year. So wow. It's just a great lineup.
I don't want to burst your bubble. It's not the conference itself. The hotel you put the speakers up in is just awesome, man. That was so cool last year.
Yep.
Now, pick one thing. What's the one thing this year that you're excited about?
Well, we are actually getting... We've got multiple folks who are coming in from overseas for talking about testing. And on top of that, building your code such that... And building utilities such that some of the things you don't necessarily need to test. By which I mean we have the maintainer of PHP Stan talking about actually using PHP Stan to... avoid having to, it's like, okay, well, we have a unit test to prove that, oh, well, the type system already does that for us. Likewise, we have Luca, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name because I will mess it up, talking about pragmatic TDD to kind of draw the line between what makes sense to do for a TDD architecture versus what's completely overkill. So it's going to be interesting seeing kind of that point and counterpoint of what can you actually build quality software-wise in the real world.
Well, that's very cool. PHP Stan is one of the banes of my existence. I would say we run it on all of our code at Nexus, and I'll finish a piece of software, and I'm very proud of this patch, and I'll run Stan on it and say, hey, it'll come out with, hey, this is great, except for these 32 problems. But it truly has saved my bacon several times. But it's always disheartening to get the list of things that Stan says, nope, this isn't working right. So. Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Okay, who's keynoting this year? I know you had a great line of keynotes, even me, but you had a great line of keynotes and me, I should say, last year. Matter of fact, I made a couple good friends from some of the people that you had. Who you got this year?
So we actually have another five keynotes. We have, among others, I'll highlight Chris Holland, who's going to kind of go through, it's like, okay, what does... Agile mean? Not like the buzzword bingo that gets thrown around, but when you get down to it, what are the underlying principles and how does that actually make designing software a whole lot better? Likewise, we have Josh Holmes doing the opening keynote on building better engineering teams. And one interesting bit there, we're actually having him for two talks. He said, hey, I want to do a talk that doesn't have to advertise Microsoft at all. I want to just do a straight up, here's how you build better teams talk. But I'll also do this PWA talk, which is also amazing. Saw it at Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get Microsoft to let me actually speak. So
now, I've seen both of those talks, and they are spot on. Josh is one of the best speakers that we have in our community. I mean, he's entertaining to watch. He's very informative. His talks are always just wonderful. So glad to hear that. Now, are you still back at the same location as you were last year?
Yes, we are at the Commons Learning Center up in North Austin. The two real nice things about that venue, actually three. First off, so far we haven't been able to take down the Wi-Fi. So normally you have the disclaimer of, hey, as a speaker, please make sure that your talk is offline ready because the Wi-Fi is going to be absolute crap when you get there. Yeah, AT&T, apparently they want to showcase the fact that they actually know how to run a network sometimes. So the connectivity there has been great. Likewise, we don't have to be running around looking for adapters and dongles because the AV setup and the AV team behind it are just great there. And third, we do have a bit more flexibility in terms of arrangements and just in general with the venue so that we can, for example, we're asking them this year, hey, can you actually get like local sparkling water, local beer and that sort of thing? And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll make it work with you. They're, again, kind of a local sort of deal rather than a huge chain hotel. And that allows us to kind of give it a local flair that we normally wouldn't be able to if we were at some big chain.
Yeah, I love the hotel that y'all put the speakers up last year. Kathy and I just had a wonderful time. That was the one that last year that she was able to go with me, and we had a ball.
Got to hear it.
Now, you're doing this, and you're now part of the Joined In team. You got a lot going on. Why organize a conference?
Well, I guess there's one thing in common between both organizing the conference and Joined In. I apparently can't let good things die. So the only reason that we are running Longhorn at this point, now on our second year, is that we felt that the general region that we're in deserves to have a good, solid community PHP conference to bring the community together and bring talent from across the nation and, honestly, across the world to the doorstep of Texas and the surrounding area. And, I mean, likewise with Joined In, it's like, okay, well, we don't want this to die out, and since a certain group is laying down the mantle, somebody else has got to pick it up.
Yeah. Well, in both cases, you've stepped up, and I want to say thank you for that. Hey, we just talked in a previous episode, and so I've covered a lot of the topics there. So I'm going to cut this one a little short and say thank you for taking the time out of your schedule here, because you're here to participate in a conference, and you took 5-10 minutes to talk to us. So I want to say thank you for that. And for everybody who's listening, I want to say thank you. I hope you have found this informative, and we will see you next time right here on Voices of the Elephant.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHP. A-N-T.